The Despairing Lover by William Walsh, read for LibriVox.org by Amanda Brewer in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Distracted with care for Phyllis the fair, since nothing could move her, poor Damon, her lover, resolves in despair no longer to languish nor bear so much anguish, but, mad with his love, to a precipice goes, where a leap from above would soon finish his woes. When in rage he came there, beholding how steep the sides did appear, and the bottom how deep, his torments projecting, and sadly reflecting, that a lover forsaken a new love may get, but a neck, when once broken, can never be set, and that he could die whenever he would, but that he could live but as long as he could. How grievous soever the torment might grow, he scorned to endeavor to finish it so. But bold, unconcerned at thoughts of the pain, he calmly returned to his cottage again. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
The Despairing Lover by William Walsh. Read for LibriVox.org by Cress. Distracted with care for Phyllis the fair, since nothing could move her, poor Damon, her lover, resolves in despair no longer to languish nor bear so much anguish, but, mad with his love, to a precipice goes, where a leap from above would soon finish his woes. When in rage he came there, beholding how steep the sides did appear, and the bottom how deep, his torments projecting, and sadly reflecting, that a lover forsaken a new love may get, but a neck, when once broken, can never be set, and that he could die whenever he would, but that he could live but as long as he could. How grievous soever the torment might grow, he scorned to endeavor to finish it so, but bold, unconcerned at thoughts of the pain, he calmly returned to his cottage again. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
The Despairing Lover by William Walsh, read for LibriVox.org by Deborah Brabin. Distracted with care for Phyllis the Fair, since nothing could move her, poor Damon, her lover, resolves in despair no longer to languish, nor bear so much anguish, but mad with his love to a precipice goes, where a leap from above would soon finish his woes. When in rage he came there, beholding how steep the sides did appear, and the bottom how deep, his torments projecting, and sadly reflecting, that a lover forsaken a new love may get, but a neck, when once broken, can never be set, and that he could die whenever he would, but that he could live but as long as he could. How grievous soever the torment might grow, he scorned to endeavour to finish it so. But bold, unconcerned at thoughts of the pain, he calmly returned to his cottage again. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
The Despairing Lover by William Walsh, read for LibriVox.org by David Lawrence. Distracted with care for Phyllis the fair, since nothing could move her, poor Damon, her lover, resolves in despair no longer to languish nor bear so much anguish, but, mad with his love, to a precipice goes, where a leap from above would soon finish his woes. When in rage he came there, beholding how steep the sides did appear, and the bottom how deep, his torments projecting, and sadly reflecting, that a lover forsaken a new love may get, but a neck, when once broken, can never be set, and that he
Sample complete. Ready to continue?